For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. A 19-year-old Redlands man died early Saturday, June 20th, after he was shot in San Bernardino. Captain Nelson Carrington said on Monday that San Bernardino police officers responding to a report of a disturbance in the 1600 block of East Highland Avenue found Nisani Montgomery suffering from gunshot wounds. The San Bernardino County Coroner's Office said Montgomery died at the scene. Carrington said there apparently was a confrontation before the shooting. It happened near a bar, but it was unclear precisely where that confrontation took place. No arrests have been announced, and no description of the shooter was available. A new study has found that a major earthquake in Southern California is more likely than ever, Elias Sena Chang reports.
Scientists say tectonic stress along the San Andreas and San Jacinto faults has reached a 1,000-year high. Here's Kate Scherer of the U.S. Geological Survey.
The odds of a 6.5 or greater in the next 30 years is like 95%. So we should certainly expect to experience large earthquakes in our lifetimes.
It's a question of when, not if. Scherer and other experts say you should start preparing now. Sena Chang, LAist News.
Resources for earthquake prep are at LAist.com. There's a growing desire to tax billionaires more in the U.S., especially among Democrats. California is no exception, where a 5% wealth tax could land on the November ballot. But Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports a coalition of progressive groups are banding together to oppose the tax.
SEIU United Healthcare Workers proposed the one-time 5% wealth tax to help backfill healthcare costs after Congress cut Medicaid funding last year. The initiative's been touted as a labor-backed progressive effort to tax the rich. Liberal icon and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is on board with the proposal. But a large coalition of progressive groups and organized labor have come out in opposition. Many hope they can reach a deal to prevent it from making it to the ballot this week. David Goldberg heads the California Teachers Association.
It doesn't have long-term solutions. It kind of intentionally leaves people out of the funding.
Planned Parenthood, pro-housing advocates, and business groups also oppose, not to mention the state's top Democrat, Governor Gavin Newsom. Jason Elliott is a Democratic political consultant and a former Newsom advisor. He says the coalition opposing the wealth tax is broad and powerful.
I have never seen the breadth of a coalition like this come together across ideological differences, across industries, across traditional political stripes.
Opponents have tried to negotiate an off-ramp to keep the measure off the ballot, but they're running out of time. The deadline for initiatives to qualify for the ballot is Thursday. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
A bill that would ban California State University from replacing faculty with artificial intelligence could soon be on Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. Michael Zienstein, with our California newsroom partner CalMatters, has the details.
Senator Sabrina Cervantes, a Democrat from Riverside and the author of the bill, spoke about the proposal at a hearing earlier this month.
The growing use of new technology in educational settings has left many faculty members concerned about the impact on them in their classrooms.
There haven't been many examples yet of Cal State attempting to replace faculty labor with artificial intelligence, but just last year, the university system signed a $17 million contract, which it has since renewed, with OpenAI. The first contract was reportedly one of the largest ever established between a higher ed institution and an artificial intelligence company. The California Faculty Association is backing the bill, which has so far garnered no opposition from lawmakers. It's set for a final vote in the Assembly as soon as this Thursday.
CalMatters, Michael Zienstein. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.